Chapter 7. All words lead to potent messaging. Our business is infested with idiots who try to impress by using pretentious jargon. David Ogilvy. When baited to criticize Trump's view on Russia in the Michigan debate on March 3, John Kasich didn't bite. Instead, he said, "Let me take you around the world, okay?" Then in a handful of soundbites, he covered how he would handle relationships with Russia, China, and the Middle East. It was impressive to hear him share his deep expertise, but he wasted his precious time. Not once did he bring us back to his messaging. Trump is just the opposite. He skirts the details and always comes back to his messaging. Do you see what's implied in his approach, by the way? Yes, I'm sure you do. That by sounding smart, he'll impress people and they'll elect him president. Right, so by having smart soundbites on the state of the world, his brain thinks, oh, people will say, wow, that guy's just so worldly and intelligent, we need him as president. But it doesn't work that way. And you can track that problem back to our school system, where we're mostly graded on our ability to sound smart and to repeat what somebody else has already told us. Versus actually, what is deep influence, John Kasich? And that's what Trump has mastered. He goes straight to the message. Consider in that same debate when Donald was aggressively challenged by Ted Cruz for being part of the corruption in Washington, in particular for supporting liberal Democrats for four decades, from Jimmy Carter to John Kerry to Hillary Clinton. Quickly, Trump reframed. I have been supporting people for many years, and these people have been politicians, and they have been on both sides. I've supported everybody. Then, while using one of his favorite patterns of influence, external validation, Trump redirected to his messaging and solution. A recent article said that Donald Trump is a world-class businessman who does get along with everybody. Part of the problem we have in Washington is nobody gets along. We need to be able to get things done. Again, look what Donald did. He took an accusation against his character and quickly redirected it to one of his campaign messages. Our leaders are incompetent, and I will get things done. Do you see the depth of that? Well, let's go back through it and talk about it a little more. How would most people defend that sort of attack? They would defend themselves, wouldn't they? Well, I supported them for this reason. Or I didn't really support them. Or I bribe politicians because I'm a businessman, which he's kind of said over and over. Yet what did he do? He talked about supporting everybody. And then he used that idea to drive into the notion that it's a bit of a non sequitur, isn't it? We need to be able to get things done. And what about how he started that second part of it? A recent article said that Donald Trump is a world-class businessman. Notice again this device of external validation. He's not saying, listen, I'm a world-class businessman and I support everybody. Just by citing that recent article, what article? Did it really happen? Doesn't matter, does it? Because as a device of influence, he's just using it to keep directing towards his messaging. Donald is constantly bringing us back to his messaging. Unfortunately for his rivals, they didn't get the memo. His rivals have weak messaging. The other candidates on the trail lack the potent slogans of Donald's, "We don't win anymore," and "Make America Great Again." Where is their unique messaging that they keep driving to bring us along with their campaign? Kasich for us. What? Come on. Governor Kasich's website led with balancing budgets, cutting taxes $5 billion, helping Americans create jobs. Impressive, right? But can you imagine a crowd roaring? Let's balance some budgets! Let's balance some budgets! Rubio went with a new American century. What? What does that even mean? And this one, Marco Mentum is real. Think about what that implies, by the way, that people don't think it's real. So he has to tell them it's real.